Now it's time for Words You'll Hear. That's where we try to understand stories we'll be hearing more about in the coming days by parsing some of the words associated with those stories. And we know you are hearing these words this week.
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.
And somebody around here was thinking, just what is figgy pudding?
We won't go until we get some.
Well, we found somebody who knows how to make the stuff. She serves it at tea at the historic Green Spring House in Alexandria, Virginia. Her name is Debbie Waugh, and she joins us now from the historic Green Spring House. Hello, Debbie. Happy holidays.
Hello. Thank you so much, and to you.
So what is figgy pudding, and is it good?
Figgy pudding, also known as plum pudding, also known as Christmas pudding, is absolutely delicious. It is a staple of the traditional British Christmas table. It resembles something like a cannonball, and it maybe feels a bit like a cannonball when it hits your stomach, but it's tradition and we love it. So we demand it, just like the carolers.
Does it have plums or figs or no, all of those things?
Interestingly, no, neither one.
Neither one, no.
Plum pudding, that comes, the plum was a pre-Victorian generic term simply for any type of dried fruit, but most specifically raisins. Figgy, certainly at some time figs would have been incorporated into Christmas pudding recipes, but today, not traditionally, you won't find figs in your Christmas pudding. Traditionally, the recipes contained 13 ingredients representing Christ and the 12 apostles. We traditionally serve it up with a sprig of holly on top, representing the crown of thorns. And of course, the most important part of the Christmas pudding tradition, we set it on fire. We pour a bit of brandy over it and set it aflame to great applause. That representing the passion of Christ.
So we asked you if you would make one for us so we could watch you, and you said...
Not on your life.
No.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, few people nowadays make their own from scratch. It's a very time-consuming, labor-intensive operation. We're already a bit too late anyway to make a Christmas pudding because you should have begun it on the last Sunday before Advent, so 5 weeks before Christmas.
5 weeks?
5 weeks,
how
yes.
How come? You have to soak the fruits in wine or something, or in your
spirits? Well, you have to age it. You throw in all your ingredients, your raisins, your currants, your sugar, your flour, your suet, your brandy, of course, and you mix them all together. Preparation time, 30 minutes. Cooking time, 8 hours. Aging time, 4 to 5 weeks.
So that's why you said no, because you don't want us to move into your house, basically. Is why you said no. You could come, but you'd have to move in. I see.
Yes, ideally you should age your pudding in a cool, dry place, and that's when all of that lovely brandy and rum and whatever other alcohol you choose to include in the recipe, that's when it works its wonders and draws out all these beautiful flavor notes. So you could make your pudding on Christmas Eve, and I'm sure it would be just fine, but much better to start well ahead.
That's Debbie Waugh. She's the coordinator of the historic Green Spring House in Alexandria, Virginia. And if you are feeling ambitious, her figgy pudding recipe can be found at our website, npr.org. Debbie Waugh, thank you so much for speaking with us. Happy holidays.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.